Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rhino Radio.
Bringing Douglas River goals, picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating dog shit. Think we twisted in statistics, motherfucking now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating dog shit. Think we twisted in statistics, motherfucking now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see this girl, I'm throwing fists, cause all her car is losing. And I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing colors, dropping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked. Raising no protection, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's not so deep, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto shit, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where our goal is, picking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your sick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where our goal is, picking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your sick. Twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Havoc, your co-host, Ghetto G. Will you join us? Whenever the fuck ever he joins us. And we ain't got nobody in the room. I don't even... Possible Justin might be tuned in. No clue yet. We'll find out when he hits us up on Facebook. Or he just, you know, click that link and get into the chat room. Making it so much easier on us. But it's whatever. We can do like we usually do. Start a track. So what do you say we get things started with Big Hoodoo Never Had?
Never had a fucking thing, and you got something I want. How long you think I'm just gonna sit here and not have nothing? Fuck that. I'm stronger and I want what you got.
Day one, it started when they told my mom to push me. I had to struggle since I first came up out the pussy. They say the drugs and alcohol made her womb polluted, and all my thoughts and my actions would be convoluted. Nude, full of tubes, barely clinging on the light. In the incubator, shaking like I'm on the pipe. Doctors tell my mom be hopeful, but all she said is fuck him, I don't want him, he's better off dead. 2 months later in this box, which I call a crib, dry snot all on my face and spit up on my bib. I just lay around and wait for them to come and get me, cause every time that I cry, someone comes to hit me. Shit smeared all on my legs and all over the sheets, cause my diaper ain't been changed in about a week. The one they didn't give a fuck about, I guess I admit, I'm not ashamed to admit, I never had shit.
I never had gold, I never had food, I never had shoes, I never had shit.
since the day I made you. They used to hang me up in the basement by my toes, ass naked, and spray me with the water hose. She used to beat me with anything that was close, but burning me with her pipe was what she loved the most. Never took the time out to tell me that she loved me, but she went out of her way to make me feel ugly. No better time to kick a person than when he's down. She slapped me so hard for months I couldn't hear a sound. Only child, so I know she never did want me, and the torture that she put me through still haunts me. She put the coldness in my heart that's hard to live. That's why I'm not okay. I never had shit. From my mother, I got jumped on the regular by school and bullies, cause I dress in all black and always wear a hoodie. All my life she been telling me that I'm the worst. She damned me and my soul to hell head first. The memories embedded like a bad acid trip. I can't forget about the fact I never had shit.
I never had gold. I never had food. I never had shoes.
I never had.
I never had gold, I never had food, I never had.
time to go a little ICP. It's time.
Listen up, I wanna tell you, something. Listen up, I wanna tell you, listen up. Don't you know that we're serious? Listen, listen up, listen. From us to you.
For a little grip now, we've been rocking your ass. The future ain't scary, cause we got the past.
Can't nothing ever take away the gathering.
You can take what's happening now, not what I'm rapping about.
And I remember every holler waking to a tee.
And every project going Mars, these shaman misery.
And even though I don't remember your name from the get store, swear to God I couldn't love you anymore.
And you mentioned the abyss in Virginia Beach. And other states you're so high, the Juggalo dreams.
And what about the Bronco Mall, the development, that crazy ass house club in Houston.
Down with 20,000 websites, hotlines, and clubs.
Gangbangers, crews, nobody's a scrub.
And every last juggle that turned me out. Thank you much, and I hope to see you on the next round.
We know everybody hates on this world of ours.
And if you learn one thing from the Joker cards, let it be that you're the shit in six different views.
Diamond, any way you choose.
And we love you.
Open up a year though.
ICP.
Stop, grab a gang.
Listen.
Being crazy for we marinate in a flash. Representing Cleveland and we compare show stats.
I rock trees, frog shop, I rock the idea.
Nautica and the Accord Dust.
And every time we play Denver, cars get rolled over. Juggalos get pissed when the show's over.
Even cities that I'm leaving out of letting me in.
They let me know if they a juggalo too thick and too thin.
I'm like twisted,
independent,
freestanding.
And always down to give a helping hand.
And everybody else out there, do your thing. Cause it ain't no ducking when the hatchet swings.
Trying to sing,
trying to rhyme,
trying to
rock and spit.
Yeah. Can't get it up in this wicked chair. Even if we foggy and we still ain't
clear
in 3 years, you look back and tip us a beer.
And what about these mini gatherings we hear? Y'all don't be surprised when we waltz up in
with
there.
With Vampiro and Sabu flying above.
Representing the Juggalos with nothing but love.
On TV, they make them try to hide the shit. But real Juggalos always bear the hatchet.
And all the fresh titty bar DJs with mullets.
On nuts while we there, but you hate us and know it.
Yes, you freaky as fuck and you good to go. But don't get excited, think it makes you a Juggalo.
We gather once yearly, big top above. And give shit like Big Silver, nothing but love.
But you gotta be fresh and with an open mind.
Or your ass get left behind.
That's why I love y'all.
I'm gonna go.
This is some real shit right here. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like people don't understand what it means to be a juggalo.
They absolutely don't.
Simultaneously the greatest and worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. I can't even begin to explain. Blood over the hatches.
Yes, I have.
I've found love over the hatches and lost it. It's fucking incredible. I can't even really find words for it, but I'll try.
That doesn't make a difference, it don't even matter where I go, what place or what distance. I know that there's someone I know is my homie, someone that'll take a bullet for me and they don't even know me, ain't that some shit? I can't even count how many times I've been saved. If it wasn't for my juggalos, I'd be stuck in some grave. Flip side is just that many times I've been played by somebody claiming to be family, it's simply a shame. Straight up fucking juggalo taking something so strong and then flipping it so brutally, and it's something so wrong, I don't get it. Maybe that's how families all work, but a better or a worse, it's a curse and it's a gift in the same verse. It was dispersed in 93, first of the 60 OC, carnival of carnage. I was probably grade 3, hadn't heard it yet, but I still knew I was different from the rest. And since the dark carnival found me, I've been absolutely blessed. That's real fucking talk, yo. Ever since the day I heard the great Malenko for the first time, it was a wreck. I know where you are, Evan, but I remember when I was first introduced to family, it was confusing. I didn't know it was more than music. I didn't grasp what it meant to be a juggalo, so I kept walking, living a whack life, nowhere to go. And then December 2nd, 2000, I went to my first show. It was bizarre, Hammerstein, NYC, Nashville. Pussy opened up and got booed, and suicidal tendencies, it was lovely. I remember moshing and soul flying between sets. Rude boy came out the curtain, and I'm wondering what's next. And all the lights go out screaming, repeating ICP as loud as we can be. People passing me weed, I ain't never seen this. Ever since that day, I've been a strong link in a long chain of a bunch of motherfucking ninjas baptized in Fago rain. Everything I've done in my life since that night has been directly influenced from where I go to what I write to who I know to what I do and who I love and who I fight, to the fact that I'm here rapping now into this mic. I made me a song and somehow it got played. Right time in the right place, on the right site, on the right day. Because Violent J liked it enough that he would pay to find me out to the lowest pot, and then he gave me this name, a Mad Max. That's fucking right, did you know that? I bet you didn't. Maybe you did, I don't know. And I still don't know why it didn't work out. It's one more fucking, I'm still a juggler, always do. Shit is really fucked up these days, I gotta say. Seems like so many juggalos have just completely lost their way. The kinds of things that people say are just insane in so many ways. Like you ain't down if you ain't got a hatchet, man, tapping a chain. The underground is lame, all of these clones are all the same. If it wasn't for Houston or Bruce, then they wouldn't have a flow to claim. They act like they're all above it because they're chasing that fame. But they forgot just who it was, who it completely changed the game. Horrorcore would not exist if not for psychopathic. That's the life that I'm still living, so I'm still gripping this hatchet. So many damn times I've heard loser and faggot, just for a shirt, just for a charm, just for a fucking jacket. Contrarily speaking, I've traveled for many miles, and every time I see a hatchet man, I pause and I smile and I holler,
woo, woo.
And I wait to hear it back. If it was Mad Paperboy Records, would it still be like that? I don't know.
It's a crazy feeling, man, knowing the juggalo rhythm is giving me an entire life to live. I feel like I owe my entire fucking existence to Joseph Bruce. Ain't that some crazy shit? Almost every single one of my friends is juggalos. Almost every single time I've ever moved, I met juggalos. I went because of juggalos. I listen to the hatchet all the fucking time.
I just wanna clear this up quick. I ain't write this shit for the credit that I might get. This is all true and so specific. Juggaloism, I live it. This wasn't for some money and it wasn't for a couple of extra fans. So don't be a dummy, I love my fam. All I wanna do is spit a little bit of truth for the ones I can. Time keeps ticking in the hourglass and the days run like sand. Trying my best to keep in touch with life's demand. So I just gotta keep it moving with this tattoo in my hand.
It's that real, man.
Seriously.
Juggaloism is my whole life.
Now, I hope nobody takes offense to this. I don't want to make waves. I love everybody on the hatchet. I love all that shit, man. Blaze, Twisted, ICP, Psychopathic, Family, Dark Lotus. These motherfuckers gave me a life worth living. And I still know the words to every fucking song. You can test me if you want.
And we are back. Up next, Malakai Macabre with Fuck Off.
Yeah. Malakai. What you thought it was, haters? Fuck off. Fuck off, haters. I don't need your loving. Yeah. I keep scrubbing. Still got your bitch on my nuts rubbing. That's probably why you're bugging. So stop with all the mean mugging. Cause see, it ain't meaning nothing more than me. Lead the neck cutting until you left blunting. From all the tough talking, you're gone bumping. You leech speed, blood sucking. I keep it dirty like a mud fucking. You off a kid talking slick. Get you poured in the coffin quick. But me, you're off a slick. That's why your bitch wanna come and kick it with the coffin kid. But a fucker drop her back off when she gets a dirty like that. Fuck, in my mouth, dirty rack in the back. The noise, fuck off with all of that. I don't hear that, just stop it before I send you in spiritless. Both you and your kinfolk stuck in limbo. Don't like me, fuck off, it's simple.
Why are you tryna front like I ain't really hot? Everyone of you can go on and fuck the fuck off. Must be smoking something, boy, stay up for that rock. Just time after time, you done miss my train of thought.
Fuck off, kid, I'm out on the tune of hex. I'll put the combs in your neck and watch your bones disconnect. Shot interject, respect is real quick. Y'all phone it, me, I'm on the real shit. Cocky, pop with these pussies just to deal with. Like my dick was steel tips, so quit with the hate shit. And save it, bitch, before your grave stitch. On the road that the table get, death is upon you. And I'm the yonku, place your head on a skew. And heat it like fondue, gasoline poured on you. Lighter and you gone, dude, there ain't shit that you gone do. I'm hot like the volcanoes in the onsu. Set like the arm from the beat, kick with kung fu. And I don't need no crew, I roll solo. And still freeze you with the steel like Han Solo. I'm fucking up this faggot rappers, no homo.
Why you wanna front like I ain't really hot? Everyone of you can go on and fuck the fuck off. Must be smoking something, boy, stay up for that rock. Time after time, you done miss my train of thought.
This the last time that I'ma say this. Fuck off and stay away, kid. Nothing but some drama hounds. I'm armored, clown, so you can't harm me now. I got no need for it. Backstabbers and you yab-yabbers. You bullshit artists and some bad actors. These are mad factors to get you. Tossed right out of my click. I stay with sick dudes that will flip you. If you're getting slick, fool, then we'll split you with a quick tool. Harder than some bricks, fool. Stick you with some hatches and hit you with some bad shit. You whack hit, dick rider like a corner shit. Stay off my shit and hop off on my coattails. Shit'll get ugly like bad joke tails. I think you need some bed to coat skills. Stuck like a car with no wheels. But me, I keep rolling. Stay in the lane like a motherfucking bowling.
Why are you trying to front like I ain't really hot? Yeah. Everyone of you can go on and fuck the fuck off. Must be smoking something, boy. Stay up for that rock. Time after time, you done miss my train of thought. Why you trying to front like I ain't really hot? Fuck off.
Yeah.
And we're back, and we have Boogeyman with us. What's going on, man?
What up?
Shit, watching the challenge on MTV.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, man. Man, that's what they got, some dumbass people on this fucking show.
Wait, what's that about?
It's pretty much like, you know, the real world Road Rules Day type challenges.
Huh.
Like I said, they got some dumb people up on there. Like, this one dude fucking Jordan just figured, hey, I'll flip all three cards and get the kill card and get myself fucking eliminated from the fucking shit.
Oh,
dumbass.
Wow. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, so what would have happened if he didn't get the kill card?
He would have stayed.
Like, would he have gotten any? Like, why would he...
He would have stayed in the challenge. But he decided to fucking get the kill card. And,
well,
yeah. But, let's see here.
I figured I'd stop by and kick it for a little bit before I go to bed.
Yeah. Actually, man, you know, if you like that track that I put by Mad Max, I got another track that you just might like, man.
Okay.
Let me get up to it. This is Hostile Figures. This is actually Reject and Mad Max as a group.
Huh.
This is 2.0 Figures. There we go.
Yeah. R-E-J-E-C-T, Mad Max, yo, it's time to tell you what it is, dog, yo. It's Boston, something like a Compton beat, beating the shit out of people for teeth, locked down, man. I'm afraid I can't sleep, so I'm locked and I'm strapped to the floor. Nobody's praying for me. I need more sanity, gripping my handle, gun drawn to the pavement, leading me to the sea. Destruction, tornadoes in front of me. This shit's rapidly taking the planes out of the sky. Goddamn, this shit's sweet and seeing bases blowing up in tanks. Don't stand a chance, man. The wind's gonna throw 'em up. Come on, y'all, this your last chance. Everybody stop the panic. Motherfucker, I'm starting to dance. Huh. I'm just giving commands. Hightown fans up with the crowd. I'm sending bolts of lightning down from the sky. Electrifying the piss. I'm the one that made you punch that dude up in the mug. Straight drop to the floor. Got up, started showing the slug. He got the age of the sky. Yell the killer, what up? We form thugs. Yeah, some that was breeding some birds to others. Teach the merch. And we can murder a beat by now. It ain't nothing, motherfucker. We at the point where the hook's not needed. When we rip with a joint, we know the fucking post gonna eat it. The critic's gonna need it. Ha, if the money ain't there, man, I ain't even gonna nibble, little bitch, damn. So I'm on my grind now, why would I be spitting if I didn't wanna be rich, dog? Think of that kid. I was skinny, but never feel like a fat kid. Adding up percentages on my gigs and the bids that I did. Dog, my mind's in the trip, so redefine what this is. Come on, I feel like I'm in the Matrix. Oh, by the way, I'm back to blowing lines every day anyway. Then I can fly away from the neighborhood. Confined in, dog, in my blinded with a dough. Motherfucker, I'm gon' find it. These bills keep causing me and my wife to fight shit. Huh. My life feels like it's out of sight, out of control. I'm searching for the devil cause he got my soul. And shit's about to unfold. I start killing motherfuckers for the gold. What would I be without my own personality? I gotta say, nobody but me. Got half of these dudes that was hating, hitting me up on the daily, saying, dog, I was playing, G. What was you playing with, bitch? I ain't playing with this motherfucker. I be playing with some tits, cashing more checks than the government is. No more thugs than you could ever trick. Shut your mouth if you're hating on me. Let me hear you say again, man, I ain't underground anymore, you'll see. This bitch tried to diss me, so I went to her house and I stabbed her in the neck. And then I burned that bitch down, man. Hit her on the woods, watched her fucking scream. Homie, my eyes felt so good, so did my pride felt hood. Stole a damn ride, dipped off like what's good. I don't care what it is, don't bring drama to a doorstep of a kid that you don't know. Haven't seen me for an instance. Well, if you have a fucking conscience, go and handle business. I'm here though, most don't wanna see this. They rather see me poor with no money like them.
But when you're doing big boy things, you gotta have big boy dreams so deep. I'm doing me, whether or not it's what you'd like to see. Motherfucker, suck a dick if you don't like me.
Yeah, that's what's up, Reject. Let me let him know. If you ain't already know, you better Google me or add G's or something. I smack G's for frontin' with Max D's is nothing. I do the shit on a daily, early newspaper delivery, wickedly, viciously spittin', you heard me? On your knees, cunt, none of y'all are worthy. I spit blood like I got scurvy. Plenty bitches around that are dirty and curvy to serve me. So every last hater doesn't fucking concern me. I'm a warrior wandering on a journey. And anyone attempting destruction is ending up on a gurney. Surely, I'll be a monster purely. Find me at a show, bummin' smokes all high surly, act girly, and get it like a bitch right in the face. A hot lead money shot. How does it taste? It's time to get all of you whack faggot rappers erased and make way for the real cats to have what it takes. Mad Max up in the place with Reject. Peep your TV set. We may be what you see next. Hightown, high style, that's what we rap. Murder mass, motherfucker, show some respect. We stress shit that you don't even know about. Shows and recording the only times I'm ever going out. We stay smoking out, hide in a space station. Stay blazing, amazing, heady that are A-graded. I'm staying faded like a petroglyph. You wanna match, homie, get your piff. I ain't patient. Oh yeah, real quick, since I ain't jaded, I'm a motherfucking juggalo for life. I ain't afraid to say it. If you want raisins, I got two scoops. But if you a ninja, then I'll be giving you
two boops.
I ain't got two poops. That means I don't give two shits. So move, bitch. Max is ruthless like the Red Sox. Get it? Hate and get deaded. I don't know a single rule in the book, cause I never read it. Anybody thinking they stand a chance, it better forget it. Got a lyrical black card, unlimited credit. I never ran from a fight, and I sure ain't gonna start today. I give a fuck if a game's hard to play. I'm elite with the lyricism. All of y'all are newbie as fuck. I got a fan that's a dime. Fuck a groupie, a slut. Staying kooky and nothing, I ain't changing. Christ in a spaceship isn't capable of saving him. Listen to the lyrics in the song, homie, take it in. It's hostile, motherfucker, never letting the haters win. Yeah, that's right, bitch. Hostile figures back in the booth once again. I know y'all thought we was gone, but we was just in the background watching you little bitches. And now we formulating our moves and making our plans. And soon enough, we gonna hop out on your motherfucking ass with a cloak and a dagger. And that's gonna be it. Yeah, that's right. Getting burly on the track. Ah! Hightown, motherfucker. Panic Pro. Murder Mass.
Hey, we're back. What's going on, Ghetto? And Boogeyman, what'd you think of that track, man?
That was pretty dope. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Ghetto Man, how did you feel about Jordan, you know, being a dumbass that he was and flipping all three cards?
Well, it could have been good. I don't know how you talk so big, but then lose like it.
Yeah, right?
And I'd be real pissed at myself if I did something like that.
Man,
come on, that was the easiest fucking elimination thing that he could have gotten.
Yo, what the fuck happened to his four fingers? That's my question. I didn't even know.
Oh no, man, it's like the deformity thing or some shit.
Yeah, man, I didn't even know he was missing. I didn't even know he was missing fingers until, you know, this episode.
You didn't know that he didn't really have a hand this whole time?
No, I thought he was just kidding.
Well, I only knew that because I actually saw when he was talking about it when they actually had That Real World on.
Oh, but that was fucking nuts.
He tried saying that it was an alligator that bit it off, but, you know, that was just a joke.
But, oh, man, the fucking... Okay, how the fuck did he manage to beat Swift?
Wait, who beat Swift?
Jordan beat Swift in last week's freaking elimination match.
Because he didn't try. Oh, that's how he won. Just like Camilla gave up and started crying. That's how Teresa won.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for, you know, Camilla to stay, but nope, she's gone.
So that's not right. Teresa came back to the house and I rubbed her thighs down.
Yeah, And now fucking Joanna's gone, so let me guess, so now you're going to end up rubbing down Anissa's thighs too, right?
Fuck out of here. And even if I did think she was hot, she's a lesbian.
Well, she's a lesbian until she's drunk. And when she's drunk, then she's probably straight.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. She's way too manly.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. So, did you get any rain today, man?
Did I get any what?
Rain.
Rain?
Yeah.
No.
I got a shitload right before I got off work.
Yeah, man, we got a shitload too. I blame Angel because of the fact, you know, he had the storm last night. And then we got the fucking...
I don't know. I've been thinking it was going to rain for like 2 days, but it hasn't.
I think it's supposed... Is it supposed to rain tomorrow? I don't know if it's supposed to rain tomorrow here.
I don't know.
That's all it fucking does is rain.
Yeah.
We finally got rid of all that snow for the longest time, and now all it does is fucking rain.
It's nice, man, here, usually.
Man, I don't even live in Seattle.
Oh, man. So what do you think of that individual challenge that they had to do where they were, like, rolling around in the fucking sand?
I think that would be rather difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they're going down a hill, it might be easier.
Wait, what were they doing?
They got wrapped up in saran wrap, and then they had to roll across the beach.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
But wait, the best part is fucking Devin. My boobs are stuck.
Dude, that's 40 years old, though. I thought boobs were supposed to be good on poles.
Well, apparently not for her. And what the fuck, dude, she names her damn wig.
What?
Well, that's women for you.
She what's
named
even
her
worse
wig.
What's even worse is she named it Tamara. That's it.
Yeah, what?
From the fucking ring.
That's crazy.
No, that's Samara.
Who the fuck is Tamara? I don't know why I'm thinking. I don't know who Tamara is then.
Probably thinking of like Tamara, like Maori.
But still, man, why the fuck is she naming her damn wig? That's just awkward.
And on top of that, it's a black wig. It got a black girl name.
Oh, man. That didn't Zach, man. Zach just fucking... Like, the minute he got onto the fucking bun, he just started freaking out.
Before that challenge, man, what the hell was Leroy talking about? Talking about he was just going to eat TJ.
Because I think originally they thought it was going to be like a fucking eating challenge, like, you know, like where they had to eat, like, random things.
Like, man, I'm just going to eat TJ, too. I'm just cut him open right there.
I mean, it was a good challenge, but it annoyed the fuck out of me tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to stab Leroy.
Leroy, man, that dude's funny as hell.
He may be funny, but he kept saying the fucking bro word. I wanted to stab him.
Poor Havoc got annoyed by bro.
And then fucking TJ had to do it. God damn it, I wanted to stab him too.
Well, it was him saying bro a lot to equal out what fucking Johnny always says with dude. So he says a lot of dudes and he says bro. So, you know.
Yo.
Did you just say yo?
Yeah.
Do you have something
I'm
to say?
I think I'm going to go to bed. Yeah. I'm exhausted. Well,
I am too, because I don't sit all day.
Yeah, I think
well,
I'm going
okay,
to bed.
Okay, then. Have fun sleeping.
All right.
Thanks, bud. Whoop, whoop.
Goodbye.
Oh, bud. I think we need to go to track. I got to go piss. So we'll go with Gil G's favorite track.
Finally get that dumb bitch in her, and then she gets somebody easy.
Yeah, right?
That's what happens with everybody. All the people you want to go home, they always get an easy competitor.
Yeah, right? I mean, I guess it's a good thing that she didn't put him against Devin, because Devin's tits probably got stuck in the fucking wall there.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
How the fuck does her tits even get stuck in the fucking between the damn poles?
I don't know.
And fucking Leroy again. I'm gonna eat TJ. I'm gonna take a bite out of his neck.
And then he didn't even try to do that challenge, man.
Yeah, right. It was everyone was fucking at the goddamn fucking tomatoes, and he's still at the fucking beginning.
And then Jordan, man, what the hell? He didn't even go nowhere either.
Yeah, right.
So, the whole time he was on this show, he did nothing. Fucking nothing.
Oh, man. And then he has to try and grow a brain, and I'm going to flip all three cards and get the kill card on purpose.
I didn't even realize you were able to do that.
I didn't either.
That I was like, oh, so they changed the rules now, huh?
And yet he still screwed himself over because he still got that home.
Yeah, but you see that shit, man, the way Anissa was punching that wall, man. That's how I beat, man. Fucking right through it. Boom.
Yeah, right.
How come she wasn't whining about her hands hurting, but Johnny was? My hand hurts.
I don't know. And I'm surprised fucking Jessica's tits didn't get fucking stuck.
I really don't know how they got stuck anywhere, because I'm saying they were, you know, pushed in.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Justin, I thought you were going to bed.
What?
Didn't Boogeyman say he was going to bed?
Yeah.
He just commented saying, can you play Birthday by Blaze?
Birthday?
Yeah.
Why, is it your birthday?
I think I gotta upload that track to the soundboard anyways. He goes, I'm laying in bed. The fuck? I ain't the same thing as going to bed, motherfucker.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me with this, though.
What?
Man, that asshole on Ink Masters won.
Which one?
That guy nobody liked.
Which one?
Scott.
Oh yeah, that fucking faggot.
Cannot even believe he won this. I don't even watch this show, but from what I saw, I didn't want him to win. Jesus. That was a waste.
Yeah, pretty much. Moral, you have no tits, bitch. See, if I was Johnny, I would have pointed that out to her.
And that girl from Catfish last night, she was 21.
Damn, she's legal.
I mean, I probably should have guessed that for the fact that she was working in a bar.
You would have, could have.
But no, man, I completely missed that beginning, though, man. They were, like, showing her fucking Instagram and shit. It was, like, pictures of her just standing there, you know, with her fucking ass all out and shit.
Yeah, right.
I was like, what the fuck?
But, If Justin wants this track, I'm uploading it. I gotta refresh the soundboard. So what do you say, go from our Boondocks? This is Hidden Monsters Remix. Go, man. Blaze. Birthday.
Fun. It's heavy on your mind to carry round.
Yeah, about what's coming, fuck what's going.
Drama we already knowing.
Bodies falling, whistle blowing.
Show me what's alive and growing.
Tell me about the trees reaching for the sunshine. Tell me about some soldiers coming home safe just one time. Let somebody blind look around.
Let the deaf hear a sound.
How about a hidden treasure found?
Spread some fucking pleasure round.
How about a birthday? Fuck another funeral. Boo!
That's like doing a road too, with more to go through. Show me some white clouds, beaches with seagulls in the sky.
No more white gowns, gurneys, your people about to die.
Somebody slow down, relieve some of this pressure.
Just try to focus on some positivity.
So much pressure.
How about it?
How about a birthday? Fuck another funeral.
We only get to live one time, you know.
How about a birthday? Fuck another funeral.
And how I live my life, they don't control.
How about a birthday?
It's party time all the time. I should upload this track to the soundboard. What is for business?
That is not best for business. You are acting like a B-plus player right now.
Oh, bud. Now, what's bad for business is Devin's tip getting stuck between the pole.
Jesus, Havoc, how many times are you going to say that?
Oh, I didn't even think her tits were actually big enough to get stuck between that shit. I mean, who would have figured that Nisa's would have get stuck before hers? Or Jessica's.
Again, they were wrapped in fucking plastic wrap, so therefore they were pushed in. So I don't know how any of them got stuck.
Who knows? It's all the demons fall up in the room.
The demon that runs a Juggalo group. Who would have thought?
You blame him for Devin's tits getting stuck for absolutely no way possible ever.
I bet he has a lot of Juggalos there.
He probably does. Demon. Do you have a lot of gigolos up in your group? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to what?
I don't know if you say thank you because we blamed him or because We said that we're asking if he's got a lot of gigolos up in his group there.
Not quite sure.
I'm not either.
So I guess we lost Spider today since he was too high last night.
But he probably couldn't even find his damn way to his bed anyways.
I really don't care where he slept.
He's probably dead.
Well, he's not dead.
That's how we know. Yeah, you know, let me find. He could have fallen asleep on the floor, and then someone probably could have stepped on him.
Like who?
I don't know who the fuck he lives with.
Don't he live by himself?
I don't know.
So if somebody's in his house stepping on him and there's something wrong, you might want to lock your door.
Yeah, that, oh, he had work.
So you're saying he slept at his job and people were stepping on him?
Hey, you never know when they're high.
Well, he wasn't on Molly's or anything. He was just smoking weed.
I wonder what he would do if he came across Devin and, you know, she was taking her wig off and talking to her wig.
I think Havoc got a new obsession tonight.
Yeah, Devin and her fucking wig. Then tomorrow.
You act like you never seen a black girl in a weave before. Or a wig.
I have. I just never seen any of that fucking name their fucking wigs.
How do you know? Do you ask them if they name their wigs?
No, because I don't really care.
Well, then that's why this is the only one you know of.
And how about that fucking Preston got further than fucking Leroy did? That's kind of disturbing.
It's because he tried, and he didn't.
Yeah. And then you had fucking, you know, they're just fucking scratching their heads like, the fuck is going on with these three? Well, what's even funny about this entire shit was, well, a lot of them were on the fucking barbecue rail thingamajigger. You had a few of them that were rolling past it.
Okay.
I said, like, if you go back and look at it, like, you'll actually see, I don't know who it is, but you see someone actually rolling past the fucking barbecue pit thing.
Well.
Like, completely missed. Oh, it's Preston.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Like, he's completely on the opposite side of the pit and the flags. He's on the other side of the beach.
Well, he knew he wasn't going to win anyway.
Yeah, so he figured, I'll just go for it and start having fun with it.
Man, he's really hanging in there in this game. Getting close to the end here, and he's still there.
Yeah. How the fuck did that work?
Because other people are morons. But, you know, they got a whole bunch of weak people here still, so by the end, they could just take them out very easily.
Yeah. Laurel being one of them.
Are you saying she's weak?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the girls that are left? could beat her.
And Carmarie? Or Carmaria?
I don't know, man.
Jessica could probably, you know, beat her.
Jessica sure as hell cannot.
Maybe Devin or Anissa.
He said Devin. What the fuck is Devin gonna do?
She's gonna throw her wig at her.
Devin's just slipping by here.
I mean, there's not that many girls left. You've only got Teresa, Nani, Laurel, Jessica, Devin, Carmarie, and Anissa.
Yeah, they're all pretty much weak. So nobody's going to take the top girl out.
And out of the dudes, man, Pat's gone, Dustin's gone, Frank's gone, Brandon's gone, Isaac's gone, I think.
I think it may be a little harder for the guys since all the strong dudes are still there.
Yeah, then you got Preston.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they were smart, they'd go after Preston next.
No, man, they keep him there to the end.
Well, at least go after fucking Bananas.
They did twice.
And they failed twice. Oh shit, go with the fucking CT, because I don't think CT's even been in a fucking elimination yet.
Not yet.
He hasn't been in one. Kohada hasn't been in one. Leroy hasn't been in one. Think any worse.
No, none of them have.
See? Put Preston in there against fucking CT.
Really?
Put Leroy against CT. Maybe if Leroy gets lucky, I don't know, be able to eat fucking CTs. And this for some reason he wanted to eat TJ. So there you go, he can eat fucking CT next. Yeah, apparently the demon's gonna try to call him tonight. He says any worse.
Oh great.
Where the fuck has Buzzkill been at?
Wasn't he here yesterday?
Oh.
I don't know.
Angel was here yesterday.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. And kept calling him back down to hell.
Yeah. Fucking up the show. His phone don't work. Damn you, Satan.
Yep. Angel, you have lost the title of demon, devil's favorite demon. I think that goes back to Kane now.
Yeah, right. Kane is boring.
He really is. Oh, what should we play next then?
I don't know. You got that Seven Dust song called Face to Face on the soundboard?
I think we do.
But I thought it was pretty funny that for that rolling challenge they did, they actually had a song to play with it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, and go figure, it's a fucking, it's not like a song that would let you go for, that would someone would end up stripping to or someone like that.
Get your roll on. Is what it
is. Again, TJ's just looking down at Jordan like, what happened, man? And he's like, fuck it.
He's like, I like to draw.
Actually, no, it's funny. TJ was like, stay right there. I'm going to jump over you with my bike.
First, he would need a bike.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't go in without a fucking bike. I have face-to-face on my computer. I'm going to upload it right now.
Nani. How many fucking times are you going to watch this?
This is the only second time I'm watching it.
Seems like it's taken for fucking ever.
Well, because I did end up missing bits and pieces of it because of, the Impact tonight.
That shit was boring too. I was switching back and forth.
Man.
We got that big match coming up tonight. Magnus versus Willow. Are you fucking kidding me? Change.
And my question is, who won against fucking Lashley and Eric Young?
I don't fucking know. I really don't care about that either. All I really wanted to see was Mike Knox and his people. Were they even on there?
Not tonight.
Well, that's pretty beat.
Well, you did have Angelina Love versus that Britney chick.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the only decent thing they had going on there.
Yeah. And then fucking Gail Kim came out and ruined it.
Gail Kim. She's just angry because she's ugly.
In Asian. Born in Canada.
No, it's just for the fact that she's really ugly.
Oh, I guess that too, yeah.
And that Britney girl, man, she got a fat ass too.
Hell yeah.
So I was alright with that match, you know. Beautiful people and then that Britney chick.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll bet next week is getting, you know, fucking Angelina Love is good. That's still going to do that fucking challenge, and Rebels going to come out next.
That's what I thought was going to happen tonight.
Yeah, right.
But why the hell she got to do that damn gimmick that Cody Rhodes used to do with the old bags?
I don't know.
I was like, Cody Rhodes used to do this shit.
Yeah. They stole that gimmick too.
It's so sad.
It really is.
But see, the only thing that TNA gets away with is like their swearing and their provocative things that they do.
And when they actually have hardcore matches, they actually use more than one weapon. Not just
a
kendo stick.
Like, you know, they like to, you know, show a little ass and they're, you know, they like to say,
yeah,
you know, bitch and bastard and all that shit.
Yeah, right.
But WWE still kills them in ratings. With the Shield versus Evolution every fucking week.
There you go, man. That could be the next match. Evolution versus Black Authority.
Now, who would win that?
I don't know. But it would be good measures.
I think Randy Orton and them, they got that.
Yeah, probably, but it would be good to see Bobby Lashley versus Batista. That should be a good match.
That never happened before?
I don't think so. Angel, why do you miss WWF? Why don't you just turn on the TV on Monday nights, go to the USA Network, and there you go. You not have cable at your house?
He said WWF as in, like, before it was WWE.
Oh, still.
Now, Angel, if you only had $10 a month, you could watch all of that.
Yeah. Give me your email. I will recommend you. So that way I can get $25.
You only got until May 30th.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, you never accepted it either.
I'm just saying, you only got a few more days.
Yeah. Well, come on, Angel. Give me your email so that way, I can refer you. You can have $10. I get $25. You get $25 towards the WWE Network and WWE Shop.
Why don't you refer Justin?
And Justin's probably passed up by now.
There is tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Angel, what the fuck are you talking about in WWE? I asked you for your email, not in WWE.
The fuck?
Yeah, right. I don't know. That's the first email he typed in, WWE.
Is that your email?
It just might be his email.
And that's at what?
That's what these motherfuckers actually put their emails on fucking Facebook. But no, they don't do that.
Man, fucking Facebook gave me an email of my own. And I never even signed up for that shit.
He's like, I got you tomorrow with my email.
You really can't type it up right now? Are you serious? Is it really that hard for you?
Apparently it is. Well... Oh, well, it's time for Bananas and Jordan to go face-to-face.
You can't stop fucking with my ass! Stop fucking with my ass! Tell me.
Let's settle the score, run and hide. You know I'll find you anywhere. Motherfucker, two-faced brick with hell. If it was real, it's real. And I'm gonna fuck to the moon again. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. What's real is real. And I'm gonna fuck to the moon again. Swing, bada, bada, swing.
Fuck me for the last time!
Angel said he's busy.
Man, the internet can wait. Don't be racist. Hate everyone.
Yeah. Well, get what Jesus said.
That's a great grumpy cat picture. It's funny as hell that somebody posts up a Grumpy Cat picture and then all the comments are of other Grumpy Cat pictures. Not sure if I hate Facebook or I hate people.
Maybe it's the sound. Hopefully this is a good, I'm hoping this is a good movie.
And what's that?
It's Eddie Kills. Hooray for bootlegging. Why is it people on fucking Facebook can't fucking type?
I don't know, ask Angel.
Man, he's a prime example of that one. Shit, man, I mean, sometimes I feel like I have to go to fucking Google Translate just to figure out what the hell he's saying, and he comes back with, fuck you saying.
Damn, who the hell is Dana Brooke?
I don't know. How do you spell her name?
Apparently, it's on a wrestling page, so I'm guessing she may be a wrestler. It's Dana Brooke.
A few of them came up here. Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez, who's missing an eye. All right,
Justin Bieber and Leap.
Yeah, kill Justin Bieber.
Lady Gaga needs to go die.
Jeez, man, how much Photoshop did they have to use on these Vicky Guerrero pictures?
Fine, shitload.
There ain't no way that she looks like us. It's kind of like what they do with Brooke Hogan.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So it looks like Vega's in this fucking city kill. Hell yeah. It looks Vega. How big her tits are, let's find out.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're not curious about that?
Motherfucker, it doesn't even matter.
More or less, it'll probably... Oh, here we go. Man, it doesn't even tell you. It just tells you that she's 5'1". Hello, Jessica Alba.
She was in the last movie, dumbass.
I completely forgot about that. And this time, she's shooting fucking military.
Yeah. Now she's gonna be a bad guy. Since did she fall in love with him and shit?
Yeah. That was the military fucking Danger Ray and Escalva versus the cartel.
And then there's gonna be machete kills again.
Why'd they make this one Mexican look like he was fucking Asian? The hell?
Because he's probably Asian.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Hey, do you still have that Tiffany Riddle song on the soundboard?
I think so. No, I do not.
Way to go. Fails again.
Hey, you can put it back up on there.
No, I'm not uploading anything. You just delete it.
Alright, I'll find the chick.
No, it's not that important.
after we see what Liz Cat got in her new video.
Yeah, just play a song.
Alrighty.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta lope. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody didn't teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
I figured that track would be appropriate for Machete Kills.
No.
Oh, Jessica Alvarez is no longer in the movie.
This nigga waited until the song was over to go to the bathroom.
I can always beat myself.
courteous of others. So, now I just sit here and talk to myself. When I sit here, he goes to the bathroom. And Angel ignores us. He doesn't love us anymore. He'd much rather fight with people on the internet.
Now, why would he rather fight with people on the internet?
I don't know. Ask him.
You fight with people on the internet?
Ain't that what he does in his little group thing or whatever?
I don't know what the hell he does in there.
Why is he so damn busy in there?
He's apparently back now. So, since he's no longer busy... Well, he was back then. He left us.
He's not even here no more. Back to square one.
Yeah. I'll figure we have 10 minutes left of the show. Buzzkill, come log on to Facebook.
Well, he's a little late.
He goes, hang on, I'll pop on.
Man, there ain't no reason to show up.
Yeah, we lived through this.
Trees, please get off my seas, make the chop bang, put you to your knees. The mind of Voorhees, call me Kane Hotter, been chilling in hell. So who's hotter? I slaughter the mic and leave the crowd in a bloodbath. Having the right to kill, just show me at the map. Pass this rap shit, I'll bust your ass brick. You need to practice, your flows are useless. You hoes get your kicks, you make me so sick. I hate your whole clique, you fag, you stay bitch. Alone the clip, put your body in my whip. It fits to the crib without a witness. The sickness inside me is uncurable. I feel like an animal digging in your skull.
Hey, yeah, babies are dying. I'm holding. Why you acting loco? You acting like I don't got your chick in a chokehold. No understand the facts. If I don't get the cash, I'm gonna blow her brains out and make them go flat. I need money real fast, it's the best way. I need to murder motherfuckers in the worst way. They call me crazy for what I do, man. Abducting children, abandoned buildings. It's where I keep on bodies pumping. You smell something, it's time to be dumping. These bodies, they're rotten. I visit their corpses often. I don't give a fuck if the parents can't find them. I just line them up, then I find them. Gotta be like this and they're dying. 16 kids in the lake, they won't find them.
Hey there, babies are dying. I'm holding them crying. I'm hoping that I live through this.
I
live through this.
I
live through this.
You're a murderous nuisance, influence the youth in the movement. Living through this is only eluding the inevitable, stupid. I'm the illest to do it. You ill at killing and proving. You dealing with a guerrilla villain on a mission exclusive. Hey there. Another body in the back. She clap gas like track meat. Infrared, I'm like acne. Only a matter of minutes to diminish my last piece. I blew his face back. Let his head crack like ass cheeks. Hey. Two
blocks in a switchblade. I displayed murderous mayhem in a sick way. I'm sick, man, since sixth grade with a sick brain. This ain't the only tune to pull a pistol on sensei. No sense blame, every arrogant action on me, bitch. I beat quick, made more than one man seasick. I speak to it, bitch, is a demon that breathes sick. The only reason that you see in the peak of this eclipse, motherfucker.
Hey, yeah, baby, the dying. I'm holding, I'm crying. I'm hoping that I live through this.
I
live through this.
I
live through this.
Yo, I know I'm gonna be living through this shit without a problem. Cause no matter what the problem, dog, I'm packing a gun to solve them. Now my victims might not make it, cause if somebody has to go, they believe it's gonna be you that's turning blue and dying slow. Oh no, this hoe ain't gonna be making it through the night. When I rap her husband steaming the desk and around her neck, and then the light goes out. And then you hear her fucking shouting, trash and twitch, because the bitch is getting killed without a doubt. So when the lights come on, you might see some fun red. That hook a shit, but don't be mad if you look up and see her head. They'll do the wall and fucking roll with many others just like hers. It's not so bad because it's rare when we're in the street like this occurs. Besides, if somebody has to kill in order to keep the cops away, you don't want the death to go to waste. I wanna make sure that it's enjoyed. So I'm doing it, keeping busy, murdering people in the night. There ain't nobody safe and someone I'm around, but I feel the pride.
Baby's a dying. I'm holding, I'm crying. I'm hoping that I live through this.
I
live through this.
I
live through this.
Apparently, Buzzkill just got home from work like half an hour ago.
It's funny you play that song for the fact that I watched that video of Lil V and shit and her explaining that store that she going. And apparently people think that they sacrifice babies there.
All right, Doug.
Yeah, even after watching that video, I still wasn't sure what the fuck was going on.
I don't know. I don't even watch any of the videos yet.
I don't know, man. It's a store that they got that they sell, like, paintings and crystals and fucking tarp with dead people and shit.
Go to her and start talking to some dead people.
You know, like psychic people and shit.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah, we can have them contact Ultimate Warrior.
Which is also funny for the fact that apparently she got the whole little whatever the hell she called that thing at her door, where she had Ultimate Warrior there. She had Andre the Giant there and a whole bunch of people that have died and shit. Even though she hated the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, I remember.
So that'll never make any sense.
No.
Although that dude that was on there talking with him, whatever, he was pretty funny. He was like, he's like, my back is starting to hurt. Can I move now or some shit? Can I get whatever they were talking about? And she's like, no, I bought you pizza.
Hey, we are here with the ladies of Ascension Next. We're here to let you guys know.
Yeah, that guy.
Is that right, Ashley B?
Yep.
What do you think, Steph G?
That's right.
We are here to let you guys know why this place is large and in charge. Why it's to change your life, wreck your reality, and turn your frown upside down. They just want to tell everybody about what goes on and tell them what they're going to expect when they walk in.
Hi.
They disagree for better. choices, quite frankly, like you are a baby sacrificing cult. Why don't you let everybody know that proud of this place is all about?
You don't sacrifice.
That may have been more inappropriate. Now, why don't you elaborate on some of these workshops and classes that you offer people? Let them know what they can expect.
Wait. We don't sacrifice babies, we sacrifice human adults and animals. Yeah, that's gonna make people want to go on there even more, right?
Oh, I didn't hear the animals part.
We do a lot of stuff here. We sell products, sell crystals, we sell clothes, artwork from local artists. I did this to pick my personality, which I'm told not to tell.
Man, that one chick Stephanie G has some big titties.
Actually, now.
Really? That's what you noticed. I'm glad Havoc got the message of the video.
No one can hear you. You're talking into a fucking plastic fork and plastic
knife. I don't like
that.
Knife. Whatever. I like to not be stoned. Fine. Okay. So, now that we've got that all out of the way, let's tell the people a little bit more who may not be so familiar with what you guys actually do. Terms like Reiki, terms like holistic, they're terms that people don't understand.
We'll get back to you in a minute there, Fatso.
Jeez.
I found that track, Butter Bitches, but, not on the soundboard. I guess.
Well, no shit, it's not on the soundboard. You already established that.
Well, I'm guessing Tiffany Riddles must have re-recorded it.
And why is that?
Be part of her new group. Slaughter Dolls.
Now she's in a group.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see? She's in a group now.
It doesn't sound any different.
Yeah, it's now her and some chick named Bambi.
Bambi. So can you tell me why we have another Double O Rider radio group?
Oh, I don't know. I figured I'd make a second one.
Why? Nobody talks in the first one.
Yeah, well, I think I'm getting rid of the first one is keeping the second one.
Doesn't make any sense. You have more people in the other one.
Well, yeah.
And then you got that other group too, nobody talks in. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, bud.
May as well bring back that Snow Be Gone group too.
Well, can't do that now because the snow's already gone.
Yeah, you missed the point.
Oh, no, I figured, shit, why not make another one? Maybe we can get more activity with this one.
Yeah, because you got people in there that are actually active right now.
Exactly. Like the other one, where all we're getting is someone named JT on the beats.
A whole bunch of people that you have no idea who they are.
Exactly. The only person I probably don't know who it is Sick Thought. Up in there, that's it.
And that's your group, man. How does that make you feel?
Yet none of them even tuned the fuck in either.
And there's that, too. Just like... got over 2,000 people on the like page and nobody tunes in.
Yeah, what the fuck?
People and you can't get one fucking person to tune in.
How sad is that?
It's very fucking sad.
Posting it up too.
Hmm?
But none of y'all all just like the like.
Do you really think anybody's gonna care about your strong worded status?
Probably not.
Doesn't even matter if you type it in all capitals.
Well, funny thing is, I typed the last of it all in capitals.
Because just a couple hundred people are going to see it and not even give a shit.
And that part is like...
You reached this many people. Thanks, Facebook. But none of them cared.
Yeah, right? Hey. Oh, look, we have another like up on the page. Somebody else is going to like my page, yay! But they won't tune in.
Yay. Likes on Facebook, woo!
For folks' sake, Ms. Looney won't even like our like page. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, or should promote her fucking boyfriend but can't even tune in or like a page.
Yeah. Or promote us.
So there's your lead way of not promoting your boyfriend anymore.
Exactly.
And what the hell is that show that she's promoting for where people can come meet her? Why is she so important?
I don't know.
Like, what does she do? Why is she important?
They don't do shit.
She's just your typical chick you meet, you know, anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently that's like some big thing going on.
I like it.
But yeah, Angel, since you made a new group, man, you should only promote the people that are in there and that are active.
Yeah, that's exactly that's what we're gonna start doing now.
And then, whenever you feel like it and have time, you can go through the soundboard and delete all the people that never fucking show up.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, never. So what's the use of having them taking up space? You know, they don't care, they don't do anything. You know.
Yeah. Bit of hip-hop gamer.
Hey, man, I like that song. But that doesn't even count. I'm talking about people you actually promote for.
You're a fucking addicted to the lyrics.
I'm surprised he's even on the soundboard.
Man, the only reason I put him up on there was because of the fact he has a track with A&B. That was it.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, man, there's going to be a few people gonna be gone.
Man, there's going to be a lot of people gone. You know, all those people that you were good friends with, you know, like 5 years ago.
Exactly. I'll probably do that tomorrow. Let's go to Blog Talk. Let's go to uploads. Edit archives. Let's see. You can say B. This Black Pegasus, you know, he doesn't really do anything with us.
Well, he never did from the start.
Yeah, or in it.
He was just here for the interview.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Oh, goodbye, Bogus.
Oh no! Please don't delete Bogus Trizzy. I think I may kill myself now.
Does that mean we should, like, do we keep Whitney Payton, or what do you want to do with Whitney Payton?
I don't fucking know. You can do whatever you want.
She's not really
leave some of them tracks there.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, like I said, you know, she's not really active with us.
Again, another person that only showed up for the interview. And that's another thing, man. We set up interviews, and then, like, we got to deal with the fact that we got this big person coming in. We got nobody from the, you know, talk to or have them, you know, listen and shit.
Pretty much.
So it's like, well, damn.
Oh, well, what's Kilton say? You know, he's kind of, he's pretty much active with us.
Yeah, he's been here for the past couple of weeks.
Damian Relic. You say fuck America, we say fuck you.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
He was here for like 2 songs.
Yeah, that was about it.
That was what, like last year? Around July?
Pretty much. Dead body bitches. You know how long I got with those? Get rid of, I don't know, should we get rid of fucking Dead Sylvie Status?
No, you can leave him.
Dead Static. Don't, bitch.
Speaking of which, for that anniversary show or whatever I saw, Yaz actually liked that.
Hell yeah.
I didn't realize he was like tagged in it or whatever.
Echo Endless.
Yeah, you could delete her. She'll probably never get played.
I mean, I play her sometimes, but she don't. You know, I'm with us. She, you know, she doesn't help us promote. We promote her, but she don't promote us.
Yeah, I mean, she would be good for networking, seeing as how she's always at conventions and whatnot.
Exactly. What about Frankenblunt and Crazy Murder Game?
Yeah, you could delete that shit.
What's your boys, the Febreze brothers?
Not my boys. I just happen to like that song. You could delete that too if you want to.
Yeezy 606. You can go away.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. It's something I uploaded, but well.
You don't even know what it is.
I got that love for Halloween, but I don't even talk to nobody.
Yeah, man. And you give them people money.
Man. Yeah. Well, only thing you could be good for, Eddie, is my computer. Just not the soundboard. Now, go have DJ fall in love with somebody else.
The fuck? Ain't that Usher?
It's Usher, but she did a fucking cover of that shit.
Yeah, yeah, her covers, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Do you have any Nick Rage songs on there? You could probably pretty much delete those.
Yeah, we got plenty of those. Got plenty of Hostile Figures. Hostile Figures rejected Mad Max, since, you know, Rejected kind of active with us time to time.
Since Reject shows up and screams.
Man, man, you don't like him screaming?
I don't know, man. This just happens to be all their songs, and they just scream.
You want to do it with Iggy Azalea?
I don't even know what that was on the soundboard for her.
Back to the Future, Bounce. Impossible is Nothing, and What You Looking At.
Well, you could delete all of those and just leave Bounce there.
If we could leave Jason Porter, remember, since he tries to get involved with us sometimes.
Man, last time I did was there was like 2 years ago.
Oh, Judge D stuff he's saying since, you know, as he called out a random sentence like 2 years ago anyways.
Alright, man, we're really looking for just, you know, artists that we've promoted and whatnot, not like big name people.
Well, then Killer T's out.
Killer T, that dude's been out years ago. He's out.
And out and out and out. No longer on and on.
Don't cry like that.
Curse one, you're gone.
And Havoc's trying to get out his car door.
Nah, I'm trying to get in my car door.
Close your damn door if you're in your car.
Little V.
Does nothing. Except talk to aliens.
It's true.
I'll never understand that ever.
I think it's probably best that you don't.
Like, I mean, people got their own beliefs and they like what they want, but my fucking God.
M Wall.
Where the fuck are you at?
I have no idea. On.
Yeah, you could delete him. Not like we're really gonna play him.
I mean, the only time I'll probably play him maybe is like we'll probably like Monday or something like that.
What about Monday?
It's probably the only time we'll probably play him.
Why do we play him on Mondays?
Oh no, this Monday.
Why will we play him on this day?
Memorial Day.
Okay.
Magic. Promote you, but Magic. Girls.
I no longer support her. Since I paid her to do a song on a stolen beat, and then she just took that song and put it on a different beat.
But yet, wanted to hear fucking Hatch Girl Anthem.
That was the only song I ever liked by them.
That's how it goes.
Well, I take it back. I liked a few songs, but that was the main one.
Really Mind Shot.
Didn't you just buy their CD?
Yep. I do Miss Keister.
That's a good question. Since she doesn't want to be associated with Juggalos, you get the leader.
Deleted. John Bennett.
What the hell's on there? Like 2 songs?
Oh, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs.
Well, I only like the 1 song. So, whatever you want to do with the rest of them, that's on you.
Let's see. Motown Rage. I guess we can leave them.
Motel Rage. I didn't even know they were on the song.
You got like 1 song by them.
What
the hell do they sing? They got some fucking metal track. It's like a metal
track. Are they the ones that sing that Road Rage song?
No, that's Mower.
Oh. I don't know that. I don't know how they sing then.
They sing Ready for War.
I think I like that one song that was on, fucking Psychopathics from Outer Space Port 3. Were they on that CD?
They are.
Whatever the hell song was on that CD.
I don't remember what song that was.
But whatever that was pretty good. But anything else, I don't even know what they sing.
Yeah, there's a reason. This one that they did on there. But what do you want to do with
This is toxic.
Man, that dude, all that dude wants to do is be on here. I mean, you could leave him there. He's still around. He doesn't really talk to me, though. He talks to you. He used to talk to me, but now he just talks to you.
He don't even talk to me much, either.
Cause I'm saying, he used to be that random person that hit me up in the middle of the night. And then I brought him on here for that interview. And now we don't ever talk.
Yeah, right. That's what he wanted from me, was an interview.
Yeah, he got an interview, and then nobody even showed up anyway. Like, and wasn't it only for like a half an hour or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he wants to come back.
I got people looking about Sam Grimm.
You can delete him. Because him and his girlfriend tune in so much, right?
Yeah, right. Rather kill. I put that track up on it because it had Boondocks.
Yeah, that song's actually pretty good. Although it is pretty funny that somebody posted up all the things that she said about shit and saying that her and that satanic dude would never be at a gathering. And yet, here we are this year. Gonna be at the gathering. Well, don't you look like an asshole now?
Well, Shadows of the Undead.
You could just delete that.
Yes, those are dead anyway.
They don't even exist.
Well, we're definitely going to leave that fat hoe up on here.
Fat hoe?
You remember that hoogan track? I should play a few then. Just to jog your memory.
The only thing better than a whore is a fat hoe!
She was fat. What's her name? Oh,
yeah, that would.
Yeah, I remember that.
And to this very day, that's still one of the fucking best tracks we have on the soundboard.
That's pretty sad.
Social Club?
Hand is asleep.
Does that mean you want me to delete it?
That means I dropped the phone. But you could delete them, though. Not like they show up.
That's true. And when they did, you got annoyed with them.
Yeah, I did not like that interview. It was a good thing I was not a host at that time. Because I've been not saying anything. not that I say anything now, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I was listening to that, man, in the chat room. My God, that was so fucking annoying.
Ali Demon?
What the hell is on the soundboard by her?
He's taking me and where the sun rises.
I only like the When the Sun Rises song.
I like Music Taking Me because it features Busy Bone.
Oh, there you go. Caper.
Hello. Jigsaw Girl.
Oh?
When I did that Jigsaw truck, that we need to start off with the Jigsaw from Stall and shit like that.
That girl suck.
Yeah, Let's see. Merity.
Who?
Merity, Temerity, whatever. That one chick, Killer Clowns.
That's the person you like.
I can get rid of, Turner. Rick Turner.
Rick
Turner. Like a rock band. Yeah, rock band. The fuck is that damn sound?
What sound?
It sounds like a goddamn meat grinder over there.
You don't worry about that.
Well, what about your truck and Busta B and Superbird and Jay Killer?
Man, you could delete some of that shit, man. Most of that shit shouldn't even be on there.
All right. Verizon has officially been deleted.
The what has been deleted?
Verizon.
Oh. Yeah. That mixtape track that never made it to a mixtape. It got ripped off for it. Yeah.
We have left. I probably up on here. What about that Act Lethal Alphabet Rap?
You can delete that if you want to. That was just only put there so you could hear it because it was funny.
I'll keep Ludacris up on here. What do you want to do with that?
What the hell's on there? Ho.
And Growing Pains and Act the Fool.
I like those songs. You could delete them, though, if you want to.
Yeah, I left two tracks by M-Wall up on the soundboard. Just Monday.
There you go.
Hello.
The fuck?
I don't know, but my fucking Facebook just went doo doo.
So you turned into like a little Chinese lady?
Yeah.
Old Spice.
Let's see. Give it a Kid Crusher, even though Boogeyman listens to like him for some odd reason.
Kid Crusher, I don't understand.
One of those things that we're not meant to understand.
Well, so he's a juggalo from Australia, so we have to like him.
Apparently. There's like people trying to make it seem like we have to like Austin.
Yeah. I still don't see what's so great about that either.
Oh well. For grind to stay on the soundboard, I guess.
Who?
Hypergrind, one tool, as in Dr.
Yeah.
Let's see, what truck should we get rid of by you here, man?
I don't even know what the fuck's on there anymore.
Out That Life, Head of the Game, Hello Haters. I'm a Psycho, I'm Ready for War, Killing Season. Knock 'em down, light 'em up, or light it up. Rap
trap demons, Weevil, Stalker Bitch, The Last Laugh, The Wobble.
The Wobble.
Does that mean you want to, does that mean you want to get rid of that one?
Yes.
They love that. Top of the World, Ugly Bitch.
Delete all the ones you just said.
One to Kill, Tremendous Voices, Satan Soldiers, Killer Eyes, Demon Semen.
Yep. Delete Killer Eyes.
I Told Myself, Underground Killer, featuring J. Killer, Killer, Killer.
Now, which one is that? Is that one with just J. Killer on it?
Yes.
Delete that.
Firestarter, I'll Be There to Steal Your Birthday Cake.
Funny ass song.
Murder for Hire, Lakewood.
Yeah, you can delete that.
Finish the Job, Only Cannibal, Last of Our Take.
Can delete all of those.
Dog Face Bitch.
What about Crazy Bitch?
I said Dog Face Bitch.
Oh, you delete that too.
So this is a C, so we out of all that we'll keep it You Know Evil, Stalker Bitch, The Last Laugh.
You can delete Stalker Bitch if you want to.
Yeah, some Stalker Bitch no longer comes around.
Yeah, thank God.
He's like one Dominic Chris left. She stayed away permanently.
Yeah. Fucking ugly ass bitch.
We'll keep him Born to Kill, German Death, Voices.
You can delete Born to Kill. You delete Voices.
Satan Soldiers, which I guess we'll keep that.
You delete that too.
Okay, so Demon Steven will stay.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Old Muscle will stay.
The what?
Fire.
Firestar, you can delete that too if you want to.
You don't like that track anymore?
I like the song, but you can delete it, though.
Yeah, so that way we can make room for new Ghetto G tracks.
One day.
We can get rid of Hola, but it's not a product. I don't play that much.
Hola, hola, bitch, que pasa? Break out the Patron and vodka.
I should clear all the House of Metal stuff.
Oh, man, that'll take for fucking ever.
You have no idea.
There's like fucking 5 pages.
And probably 6 pages.
And then on top of that, they're there, and then there are also other places.
And we shall keep them then, for the time being.
Yeah, that's a whole nother fucking process right there.
Oh, let's see what we have left on here so far.
Now, just mainly look for the people that are like underground artists.
We have 70 pages left.
70 pages? Holy fucking shit.
We don't even play any of this shit, man. Here's the one I can delete. Rose the Fallen Angel.
Jeez, what happened to my mother? She really has fallen.
Yeah, that's a fucking Leroy Gator.
Yeah. Lonely Cannibal.
And doing that one, that probably dropped it down to like 69 pages. Leave it at that, that way to 69 pages.
Really?
What's the matter with 69 pages?
Yeah, 69 pages worth of House of Metal. That Havoc stopped doing.
I was thinking about maybe deleting them and then maybe, I don't know, maybe one of these days take a day off and just, well, little traps up on the soundboard.
Yeah, it's probably a stupid idea. You should probably just leave out there.
Hashtag InstaHo.
She do it for the likes. I'm not even quite sure who that person even is, so you can delete that.
Who is criminal by Alien Ant Form can go?
Alien Ant Form?
Yeah.
Heard that name in a long fucking time.
Yeah, I had him on the soundboard. We want to do a Becky G.
What do you want to do with Becky G, you fucking pervert?
Damn it, she's not 18 yet.
That's your call, man. That's your girl.
And I wish she was my girl. I'd fuck this shit every day, every single fucking night.
Havoc wants to fall into the gap.
Well, I guess we could get rid of Batista.
Batista?
Yeah, I have his theme up on the soundboard.
The fuck for?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can delete that. Avril Lavigne, delete that.
What about Big Burn Milkshake featuring Boss Turk?
What the fuck is that? Delete it.
I'm not quite sure what the fuck it is.
The delete button sounds nice.
First, I gotta figure out what the fuck it is. Burn, here we go. I don't know what the fuck you are.
Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teeth? Where were you?
Moon-shaped face and some freshly powdered balls. Snorting Crest toothpaste and sipping pine salt. Throwing eastbound and down while I rub one out. Call Burn, hit the town, show these hoes what it's about.
Boss Turt and I just chilling in my casa. Two brothers like Scar and Mufasa.
You have no idea.
Free game of blow when Bacardi diets. Gonna stir up an Arctic Gold Street riot. Huffing acid while I'm blasted, getting necked while I'm wrecked. My dick is massive, you could die from the sex. Got a bush like the Congo, call me.
Yeah, we'll just delete you, gay faggot.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Why do you got to rap like this? I've never heard that song in my life.
Let's see, we get rid of Bob Seger. We'll get rid of Body Count.
See that, man? See all this fucking shit?
I guess we get rid of Berlin Trunks, because I never... Oh, wait, that's what the fucking Chris uploaded. You can tell that it's all fucking lowercase.
I was about to say, man, I sure as hell didn't put nothing on there by him.
Oh, let's see, we'll get rid of the Asian.
the Call Me Maybe song.
Yeah.
Make you have to delete that. What are you doing?
I finally leave it up on here just for you. Let's see. We'll get rid of Bray Wyatt and John Cena's, he's got the whole world in his hands.
You should just get the actual song.
I should. What do you want to do with Crank That Mini Me?
You can delete that if you want to. Crank That Mini Me.
What about Cool Nuts featuring Potluck?
You can delete that. I don't even think we ever even played that.
Probably not.
Popping pills.
Yeah, I'm on a pill and spree.
Seems like it.
We want to do a date and family.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, prostitute killer.
You could leave it out there.
What do you want to do with DJ Clay?
What the hell's on there by him?
See You All in Hell.
I'll see you all in hell. That song is hard. But that's not DJ Clay, though.
What the fuck is it?
Fuck is his name? I can't remember what that was name is.
We want to do a DJ Paul featuring Snow the Product.
You can delete that if you want to. But you can keep that DJ Clay shit.
Yeah, until we figure out who the fuck it is. I'll get rid of G.I. Joe theme.
What the fuck?
Leave Gangrel's theme up on here.
How's that go?
Banging and banging.
Banging it, banging it. Was that too cool?
Nah, bud.
Yo! What were you thinking? Stepping into the realm of the deadly.
We'll keep that, because that's fucking dope.
Banging it, banging it.
Yeah, that's 3 minutes long.
Oh, no.
That's a fucking good song, though. And that's definitely something, if Gangrel ever come back to WWE, that's something they should come back with.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Well, of course not. I'm just saying, it'd be something good for him to come back with, though.
You could have the Brood come back and face the Wyatt family.
That'd be interesting, technically. I mean, if the Brood ever come back. And unless, you know, he forms like the new Brood again.
came, nobody there to form a new brood.
Oh. I'm pretty sure the Hardy Boys don't want to do it again.
Man, fuck them. Speaking of which, I just found an interesting fact that Shelby girl has the fucking Hardy Boys logo tattooed on her.
Hey, what's Shelby chick?
Elmo.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that about her.
Yeah, she got that Hardy Boys logo on her.
She part of Team Extreme?
Apparently.
Going Swanton bombs off her roof.
I would believe it.
Damn. I keep fucking House of Crazies up on there, fucking Nosferatu.
May as well.
That's practically almost everybody.
What?
We have everybody off the soundboard, except for Cascade, Staze, Buzzkill, Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi's still hanging in there.
Yeah. I guess I'd give it a kitty. What do you want to do with this KMK?
It's a good question.
Got my shitload of it up on the soundboard.
I don't know. I don't even own most of them CDs anymore.
I don't either.
I don't know. Men will never play any of these fucking songs.
Well, I'm getting rid of the fucking remixes.
Well, sounds like a plan.
I have it on. All I need is on. All the remixes there. Get rid of Korn. I have to get rid of Knox the fuck of Syndicate. Yep, that's too much. Everyone that we, let's see, we want to do that Lady Ka chick.
The who?
Lady Ka, the other track, I Could Be Your Freak, that you put up on the soundboard. That's funny how you upload have. You don't remember uploading them.
I have no idea what that song is.
I accidentally made my fucking browser smaller. There we go. This song.
Hold it right there.
I could be your freak, daddy.
I could be your freak, daddy.
Go on, exclusive.
I could be your freak, daddy. If you want a freak, yeah, I could be your freak, daddy.
Yeah,
you can wait this if you want. Okay, making sure.
I think I do remember that off of some fucking mixtape that I downloaded. Yeah, you can delete that item.
I'm leaving Lovely Roy up on the soundboard. She's not that bad.
Okay, then.
Angel Talking Fox.
What about her?
Well, Buzzkill and her decided to comment up on the fucking post I put up on Juggler Rider Radio fucking like page. He goes, "See what I did? See what I did?" That's my face. I go, "What'd you do? You don't tune in either."
Who said that, Angel?
Yeah. Well, no, Angel Talking Fox.
See what she did? What did she do?
Well, apparently she fucking liked our status.
Oh, a fucking like on Facebook. What the fuck does that do?
That does nothing. That's why I said, you don't do anything either. You don't even tune in.
Exactly. So wait, she could talk in this group, but she don't ever talk to anybody like anywhere else.
Yeah, right.
Like ever.
Come on, what the fuck? You don't do shit there, Angel fucking Toxic Fox. Let's change your damn name over and over again.
I think it's pretty funny. The only people we got tuning in right now are a few artists.
Yeah, and the Demon.
Oh, yeah, and then the Demon and Justin.
Yeah.
So what's that, like, five people?
Yeah.
See that? Terrible.
Yeah. Go back to MySpace. We had a shitload of people.
Well, that's in the past, Havoc. We can't make that resurface.
Yeah. I blame you, Justin Timberlake.
We need to sign somewhere else to network.
Apparently.
Because Facebook does nothing.
Or does not. But I guess since we're going to kick us off here in a minute, we'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, bye.
Peace.